Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Social media is alive with Christians protesting President Trump's executive order on the pause in immigration from 7 Middle Eastern nations. And these Christian protesters are misusing biblical scripture in their arguments. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join me, and we'll have further discussion on this issue.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In my opinion, David, the most serious problem is the misuse of Scripture to argue that this executive order runs against the teachings that are found in the Bible. And we're seeing the internet, the social media, everybody, their blogs and everything else using Scripture totally out of context.
And I've seen several different things. I'll just mention a couple of them. One is a complete misuse and misapplication of Matthew 25, is where a group of people who are standing before the Lord say, when did we see you hungry or feed you or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger or take you in or naked and clothe you? And they come to you, and he answers and says, well, as much as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. And they're trying to apply that to social norms and governmental policy. This is a part of the Olivet Discourse where Jesus is talking specifically in this section about after the tribulation, after he returns. This is the sheep-goat judgment, which is judgment of the Gentile nations, and these standards that he talks about, that the nations will be judged based upon how they treated the nation of Israel and individual Jewish believers, specifically during the tribulation period. So this is criteria for judging the nations in relation to Israel and the Jewish people. So there's no direct application here at all. Then another thing that's mentioned is going to the Old Testament. For example, Leviticus 19 says, when a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing amongst you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. But here's something we have to remember before we take the issue with ancient Israel too far. It was ancient Israel, not a addressed to Gentile nations, and a very important point is that immigrants were required to assimilate into the Jewish culture. They were to adopt the religious views and the cultural practices of Israel, and those who were outright rebels against that, who refused to assimilate, they were either sent away or put to death, depending on what they did. So you've got to be careful about applying these because they become two-edged swords.
David James with great insight into the usage of the Bible to prove a point, but the scriptures must be used in the right context. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's 2 Timothy 3:16. And this scripture is a more sure word of prophecy, 2 Peter 1:19. And then the Bible says that we are to be students, to study God's word as good workmen. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. God's word foretells the events of the end of times, and we must be students of Bible prophecy to be able to understand God's plan for the future, but at the same time come to an understanding of the urgency of this moment. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...